69 215 110. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Deeper, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Cheese by Mark and the Galleries. And before I get started, I'm just going to make a little announcement. I just got Invisalign, and now I talk with a lisp, so it is what it is. Moving forward, this is what I sound like for the next, 18 months. Anyways, okay, so I found Mark and the Galleries through recording at Black and Gold Studio in Whittier. So when I connected with Mike, the owner, he mentioned that Hidden Tree Studio, a YouTube channel, they had started recording their last few sessions at Black and Gold. So I checked them out. I checked out a couple bands, and I just happened to come across Mark and the Galleries, and Cheese just, stuck out to me. I loved the line. I mean, you're going to hear it, but there's a certain line, I'll talk about it afterwards, that I loved. I love songs that mention food. My songs mention food. I dug the live version. When I watched the YouTube video, there was a lot of energy and emotion that came through. And with that, I'm going to play Cheese by Mark and the Galleries off the single version, okay? Because there's two versions and this is the single version, followed by a clip from the band. Yay! I got a clip from the band this week, finally.
Yo, 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 this is Mark.
This is Peter.
And we are Mark in the Galleries, here talking about the song Cheese. This song is pretty much about when something happens in your life and you tend to want to, stay away, shut down, become
stay
a hermit.
Stay inside the catacombs.
Yes, stay inside the catacombs. That's what the whole beginning of the song is about. Fall again when you hit the top, figure out where's the open stop, crop the things that you want to see, pretty much molding the world around you. And just, only seeing what you want to see and ignoring everything else that just you don't want in your life. And then when you do that too long...
Stuck.
You get stuck. You get stuck. And, things can happen where that's where the second part of the song where it's not enough. It smells like cheese when you open up the trunk. Meaning, I can't do this. I can't just be by myself. I can't just... You know what I mean? You got to go out there. You got to go socialize. Eventually, you come back into the world after, you go through what you go through. And that's what the second part of the song is about.
I think it's weird because when you sent us the demo, it was just chill beat. doing the thing, beachy stuff. There was no really dynamic thing.
Originally, it was just supposed to be a simple chords and just try to make it a catchy tone.
Well, or a catchy song. Robotic reverb auto-tune thing, which worked out. It was like a separation thing within
that. People liked it, but definitely when we started to form the band, it definitely elevated and got more exciting, more aggressive, more just better. Like, it was so much better to perform. It was so much better to play it.
Kevin and Mario were like, all right, let's speed this up. I'm like, okay, sure. And then just hit the riffs there. That folk, that Mars Volta, that the main just driving force, and then to just a halftime come down into that reggae, that rock steady, that, you know, that full embrace energy, you know?
Hell yeah. And it's really, really exciting to play now. Definitely different from the original. But yeah, pretty much it's about, you know, something happens, you shut down, and then you try to come back, and then people tend to move on. And that's pretty much what the whole song is about.
I waited out, but yes, I waited. Yeah, something like that. You know?
I waited out. Will I fall again or lose another friend? My favorite part of that last part is the I doubt it, they'll come back for me. It seems I was a bit annoying. It definitely fits for me how I feel sometimes. I lost a lot of, you know, friends moved along, you know, they move on. But pretty much that's what it is. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. I'm Mark.
I'm Peter.
And we are Mark in the Galleries. Please look out for our next song coming out soon called The Lonely Flame.
Thank you.
Peace.
So this is the energy-packed, emotionally charged version of Cheese. And again, this is on the single version, came out in 2024. There is an album version, Off Reason or Excuses. And that one, like you know, they mentioned, it was, to me, it wasn't so much simple, but it was more mellow. And I think there was like some auto-tuning on the vocals. It was mellow. You guys know that I like emotion. I like mellow too, but I definitely like it just hits harder because, you know, there's so much emotion behind it. And this is probably the most rockin', I think, of what they have out. So they have the album out. They have this new single. They have some singles sprinkled out there. And personally, I liked, it says it's a single, but there's like three songs in it. It's the very first EP, Curses of Suzette White Eyes, I think it was called. I don't know. For some reason, I just gravitated to that one after Cheese. I really dug that just little mini three-song EP. So check those out. Make yourself a playlist. If you are in LA and listening the day that this comes out, April 26th, these guys are actually playing. So Mark and the Galleries are playing Bricks in Maywood. That's actually like really close to where I live. But you guys know that my nephew loves my little cousin slash nephew. Same thing because I'm Mexican. Roma Part's playing, and yeah, it's an all-ages show, so I gotta take him, because that's his favorite local band. But rock on, if you can check out this band, you know, go do it. Bricks and Maywood. Cheese will be added to the Expander playlist / 110 podcast playlist, where you can find all the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. You can follow Mark and the Galleries on Instagram, just like that, spell it out, Mark and the Galleries. You can follow me at Deeper Music, DeeFur Music on Instagram. If you could do me a favor, rate this podcast on whatever you're listening to. Go check out Hidden Tree Studios on YouTube. All the links will be in the show notes. Update, I just had Roma Part and No Application Fee over this past Sunday. And we finished the last part of my 100th episode, like the little project that I've been working on for you. So I just need to record the intro, and producer Rod needs to edit it all together. I am really excited to share that with you when it comes out in June. I think it was a really great experience, overall experience to experience with these two local bands that really support each other. Thanks for listening. I hope you listen next time. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.